More than 100 students have been arrested after police cleared a camp of pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University in New York.
According to police, Columbia President Manu Shafiq asked the NYPD for help, citing a, quote, clear and present danger. But when asked to characterize the protest, the Columbia Spectator reports that Police Chief John Schell said the supposed clear and present danger was identified by Columbia University, not actually by the NYPD, and that the NYPD reported no violence or injuries associated with the Gaza Solidarity encampment.
Among the participants in the protest was the Minnesota politician Ilhan Omar's daughter, who has been suspended. Her name is Hirsi. Demonstrators constructed an encampment of about 50 tents on campus on Wednesday, and overnight, hundreds of students and others rallied with them.
Just kind of walk us through, if you can, what you have been told, why you have been suspended, and your reaction to it.
Yeah, I guess I was suspended Thursday morning at 10 a.m. with two other fellow Barnard students. The email stated that we had engaged in disruptive behavior, but had not outlined the code of conducts that we had violated. The three of us are the only three that had done public interviews at that point. And so we think that our targeting or the reason we got suspended so early was due to the fact that we had made ourselves known. And then that the school got NYPD records to be able to arrest the rest of the students.
Now, in total, 108 people were arrested at the protest site, most of whom were given summonses for trespassing. After the site was cleared, protests continued for the rest of the day and into the night, according to local reports. The Columbia Spectator, a student newspaper, reported that the swoop by officers marked the first time mass protests had been made on campus since the Vietnam War protests in 1968. And remember, Ilhan Omar's daughter, Isra Hirsi, a 21-year-old individual, said she had been suspended from Barnard College. Ms. Hirsi said she never previously had been reprimanded or disciplined in the 3 years she has been a student at the private women's college. Isra responds to the situation as a whole.
How I'm feeling about it, however, I think a little bit, like, this was expected. We all knew that, we knew the risks and we knew what we were engaging in. However, I wasn't really expecting to be immediately locked out of my dorm, of dining, of campus as quickly as I was.
Now, one of the organizations behind the protest, Columbia University Apartheid Divest, CUAD, said that the suspension of Ms. Hirsi and two other students identified as Maryam Iqbal and Sof Dinu meant that, quote, they have lost access to their food, housing, and medical center. Interesting. Two of the three live in student housing and have been illegally locked out with no notice. The statement added, noting that the suspension was effective immediately. Barnard College told the British Broadcasting Corporation that it does, quote, not provide information about confidential student conduct proceedings. Maryam, also present on this MSNBC broadcast, further speaks to the issue at hand.
So Barnard seems to be a little bit more repressive than Columbia. I was notified that I was suspended yesterday, whereas they were notified, Istra specifically and two other students were told that they were suspended before we were arrested, and they were locked out of their housing. I was not locked out of my housing. However, ironically, we were arrested on the grounds of trespass, meaning that we would have had to have been suspended in order to be trespassing onto our own campus. But then the suspension letter said, you are suspended for violation of law because you were arrested for trespassing. So it doesn't really even make sense in the first place, and it feels like it's part of a repressive campaign against pro-Palestine advocacy that has been ongoing for months now.
And so, as we close this out, and really for these few minutes of video material, it literally took like 2 hours to make. This is... I don't know how the folks do it. You know what? Other folks have... Well, they have like a couple hundred thousand followers. They can afford a whole team. This is self-produced. It takes a while to make it. So this article is up a little less than 12 hours ago, coming off of the Hill. And I went ahead and made myself a little printout. I'm either going to recycle the paper or use it for kindling. And so I could really just pull out the pieces, right? So, coming off of the Hill. The daughter of Representative Ilhan Omar says she was basically evicted after she was suspended from Columbia University's Barnard College on Friday for participating in pro-Palestinian protests on campus. Hirsi recounted the moment she received a notice of her suspension in a Teen Vogue interview this past Sunday. I was looking at the Teen Vogue interview and it was a bit much, so I'm glad that somebody with the Hill went ahead and pulled out the pieces here. They continue saying, quote, "At the moment, we made an announcement to the camp because there were an overwhelming amount of Barnard students at camp and let them know that we had been basically evicted and not allowed into our space, but also officially suspended." Hirsi said she was held in zip ties for 7 hours before being charged with trespassing and released. Despite the legal trouble, she said she was chiefly concerned about where she would spend the night, saying, quote, "When I got to One Police Plaza, my roommates had brought me a bag of clothes because they knew that I was likely evicted. We were reading our email and it said we had 15 minutes to go get our shit if we wanted it, and we'd have to go with a public safety escort. You see, because they're dangerous." Continuing, she says, quote, "I was like, I'm not going to do that, but I was a little bit frantic, like, where am I going to sleep? Where am I going to go? And also, all of my shit is thrown in a random lot. It's pretty horrible. I don't know when I can go home, and I don't know if I will ever be able to. I haven't formally been evicted. I haven't been sent a move-out email. But they've just said that I can't get in, whatever that means. I have like 4 shirts, 2 pairs of pants. Only Barnard students are evicted, and I think it's pretty crazy." End quote. Hirsi said Barnard has decided to take a very egregious stand against protesting students, differing from the overall university response. As we come toward the end here, right? I'm like Alex Jones now with the ruffle my papers. Got the facts and the figures right here. Well, Ilhan Omar is a daughter, is a chief globalist strategist, technocratic, anti-Jewish, anti-Palestinian, elitist, coastal woke, or however Jones talks now, he's gone. Toward the end here, similar campus protests have popped up in New York City, New York University, Yale University, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Miami University of Ohio, and numerous other schools nationwide, inspired by the Columbia students. The actions come despite opposition from political leaders on both sides of the aisle. The Biden administration denounced the protests as blatantly anti-Semitic this past Sunday and claimed they are encouraging calls for violence. Biden, don't be that. See, Biden, as far as like his fucking socio-political politics, Biden is from the fucking video games and rap music will ruin your life age. Like, back the fuck up, old school. My goodness, man. And you do have to kind of chalk it up to age. Like, at this point, I think we've gone over the nuances of that in ageism and being presumptive and whatnot. Biden really is of the age and represents the sort of American shared old white conservative philosophy that makes the stereotype, if it is a stereotype. Closing out here, from the Hill, they say a significant portion of the protesting students are Jewish, and protest groups have fought back against characterizations of their demonstrations as anti-Semitic. I gotta tell you, Chief, it's not looking too great. All right, let's go ahead and get the heck on out of here. I'll be as, well, not anti-Semitic, but anti-Zionist as possible wherever you are.